The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Excuse me. We begin with this one from Magnolia. A part and a place. The supper club. It's more than a shared meal. They gathered in a dorm room, balancing paper plates on their laps, laughing at the things they'd managed to pull together for their first supper club. Microwave popcorn, drinks from the machine, slices of apple, and a chocolate bar shared between them. They called it the Playing House Club, and although they didn't say it out loud, they all knew why it mattered. They longed for home, and they wanted a way to recreate it. A few streets over, eight women leaned toward one another, making introductions and drawing connections, offering their steaming dishes and covered bowls with anticipation. And on the other side of the country, a couple propped open their front door and welcomed neighbors to make a meal alongside one another. What started as a simple way to share recipes became the means to a new end, a genuine camaraderie, a monthly invitation that brought them together and held them there. The thing about supper clubs, whether they're paper-plated or candle-lit, whether they start with a group of near strangers or kindred spirits, is that they give us something to create together. You aren't simply a guest who receives. You are also a provider, a contributor to the fullness of what happens every time you meet. Here you have a part and a place. And although a supper club may start with lighthearted stories of what we cooked or how we know the host, when we gather for meal after meal, the opportunity is ripe for our lives to more deeply connect and our sense of belonging to expand. Because every time we pull up a chair to the table, we face one another, present. We sit across from a different perspective, listening. We stay there, shoulder to shoulder, sharing. So there's a couple different examples. The Cookbook Club, a club where everyone uses the same cookbook to choose their contribution to the meal, then moves on to the next cookbook once they've had their fill. Let each supper club member have a chance to choose a cookbook for the group so that all tastes get represented and hopefully some new ones discovered. A progressive dinner, a walkable neighborhood dinner club that moves from house to house, from appetizers to sides to main to dessert. So as guests' lives move forward, so does the sharing of a neighborly meal. Every time you meet, alternate who owns the different parts of the meal so that no one is always providing the same course. Weekly occasions, a weekly or monthly gathering of friends who meet in one another's kitchen, but all contribute to the making of a meaningful meal. Keep the host role really simple, like prepping the location itself or providing the drinks, so your hosting is sustainable. And seasonal celebrations, long tables set for neighbors, friends, and family to share a seasonal meal in the afternoon or under the stars. Hosting a large group is a big undertaking, so don't be afraid to ask everyone to chip in ahead of time to help cover the cost of ingredients or a caterer. And make it yours. There's five tips. Invite with a postcard. Pause the group text routine and give your guests a sweet mail day by handwriting your next invitation on a postcard. It could even be a photograph from a previous gathering. Just draw in your own address lines. Use what you have. If you wait until your space is perfect for hosting, you may never start. Enjoy what you have. Set a simple table. Let your kindness be your best possession. Then open the door. And bring out your keepsakes. A supper club is the perfect time to bring out any vintage china you've been saving, or your grandmother's flower vase, or the notorious family recipe that has a story behind it. Keep conversation flowing. Slip a question under each person's plate, and if conversation slows, bring them out one by one. What was your very first job? What dream are you pursuing right now? Where's one place you'd love to spend a holiday? And share photographs. Capture the evening on your phone or film, not just the beauty shots, but the in-between moments, too. Text them around afterward or bring out a few. Tie them together with string and set them at everyone's place as a gift for the next time you gather. From Real Simple, 5 surprising ways to use your iPhone. That magical texting machine in your pocket is good for all sorts of other stuff. No app downloads required. Just unlock your up-to-date phone and turn it into one of these handy items. First, a document scanner. It's hard to find a bulky printer slash scanner these days. That's fine, though, because the Notes app, already on your phone, can digitize documents for you. With a new note option, tap on the camera icon and click Scan Documents. Your camera will open and a yellow square will appear, detecting the edges of your paper. Once you've captured each page of your document, or photo, recipe card, magazine, article, whatever, adjust the scan if necessary, and then your phone will create a PDF for you to save or share. Photo Editor. Attention, proud parents. You can easily make photo cutouts of your pets or kids for scrapbooks, collages, or just some good old ogling. Open your photo library and choose an image with a prominent main subject. Press it and hold for a few seconds until a glowy white line begins to trace it. When the pop-up menu appears, select Copy. You can paste the cutout into texts, emails, or your Notes app. Texting your pup's cutout makes it look like he lives in the thread, and it's hella cute. A translator. Let's say you're planning a trip to France. Have the best time. Your phone can translate museum websites, emails from your hotel, the online train schedule, and other text. Highlight the words, wait for the pop-up, tap the arrow, and select Translate. Your phone will detect the language. It recognizes more than a dozen, and spell things out in your native one. It can work on photos, too, like that menu that's 0% English. Snap a photo and highlight the text to translate. You can even press the play button to hear the right pronunciation and order your oofs coquette like a pro. As a sound machine, sometimes a little ambient noise is all you need to tune in, zone out, or catch some Z's. Skip the apps and use the background sounds feature in your iPhone's control center, i.e. the window with your brightness control, flashlight, and more. If you don't see an ear icon, navigate to Settings, go to Control Center, and add Hearing to your list of controls. Tap on the ear icon, hit Background Sounds, and choose from a range of options including Ocean, Bright Noise, and Stream. Ah. And last, as a level, is that picture slightly off? Is that shelf you're about to hang straight? Is your partner's head on a bit crooked? Probably. But your phone will let you know for sure. Open the Measure app, where your phone also works as a measuring tape, detecting dimensions and distance thanks to augmented reality, and select Level. As you tilt your phone, the angle will be displayed in the center of your screen. When you hit the sweet spot, your screen will light up green. Looks like the family portrait needs a nudge. From Magnolia, behold the state fair. 1, get a taste. It starts with smell. The trail of something tasty wafts through the air. Taste buds tingling, our noses lead the way. Nostalgic clouds of cotton candy, skewered delights, and funnel cakes galore. Here, there's always something new and fried to try. Every bite is a celebration of this unexpected life. 2, play your heart out. All eyes on the prize. We're in it to win it. 4 tickets for a chance at an oversized bear we see hanging happily above. Bottles lined up before us. A polo-clad attendant delivers 3 metal rings. Toss 1 is a warm-up. The second circles the rim, then clinks away. 3rd time's the charm. Whatever the odds today, we'll bet on ourselves. And 3, go for a ride. In search of palpitating adventure, we find what we seek in great swirling machines. Strapped in with sweaty palms and dangling feet, 2 minutes of twists, turns, whips, and whirls before a gentle return to the ground. Hair tousled and cheeks aglow, we've never felt more alive. Each ride reminds us that a little thrill makes way for surprise. And if you're interested, the North Carolina State Fair will be held at its usual place here in Raleigh from Thursday, October 12th through Sunday, October 22nd. And I know that tickets will be available online for a discount ahead of time. Or you can go on Can Day or something and get in pretty cheap or for free. From Good Housekeeping. Drugstore Beauty, top fall trends for less. Refreshing your makeup, hair, and skin doesn't have to break the bank. Check out the season's most flattering looks and easy pro tips on how to try them with affordable finds from the Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab. What's now? Glow-boosting bases. No need for a ton of shimmery highlighter to make skin radiant. The latest crop of foundation incorporates slight glimmer to give your face a lit-from-within look all over. Choose a powder formation for oily skin, liquid for combo skin, or cream or balm for dry. And their recommendations for powder, dust this on for buildable coverage or to set your makeup. From Flower Beauty, Light Illusion Perfecting Powder, $15 at CVS. A liquid, a base blended with highlighter. It has a built-in sponge applicator. It's from Maybelline. Instant Age Rewind 4-in-1 Glow Perfector, $13, available at Target, among other places. And for the cream version, the solid formula luminizes with skincare ingredients. Good Housekeeping Beauty Award winner L'Oreal Paris Age Perfect 4-in-1 Tinted Face Balm Foundation, $17, at Ulta and other places. An elevated blush. Here's how. This retro-inspired celebrity and runway trend is a riff on the buzzy blush draping technique in which blush is applied higher on the face to give cheeks a more lifted, sculptured look. Use a powder brush that's tapered or angled for more targeted application. Sweep blush from temples down along the tops of the cheekbones. And their recommendation, Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab winner Sigma Beauty F40 Large Angled Contour Brush, $24 at sigmabeauty.com, SigmaBeauty.com. And Good Housekeeping Seal Star CoverGirl Cheekers Blush, $5 on Amazon. What's now? Metallic Smoky Eyes. Here's how. Softer and more wearable than black. The updated Smoky Eye stars metallic shades like gold and silver that instantly illuminate eyes. Swipe an eyeshadow along lash lines and diffuse up to the creases or above for more impact, and dot a bit on the inner corners of eyes to brighten. Good Housekeeping Beauty Award winners, Mary Kay Liquid Eyeshadow in Light Beam, $16, and Julep Beauty Eyeshadow 101 Cream to Powder Eyeshadow. It's a cream to powder stick in Rainstorm Shimmer, $16 on Amazon. What's now? Moody Lips. The new statement lip turns up the drama with richer, deeper hues, perfect for the cooler season. Slick on a sheer beige or caramel lip color for day and a full pigment lipstick in a maroon or eggplant shade for night. Swipe it on a finger, then dab on lips for a softer, wearable finish. They recommend Seal Star Mary Kay Supreme Hydrating Lipstick in Better Than Bare, $18, available at marykay.com, marykay.com. Beauty Award winners Avon FMG Cashmere Essence Lip Cream in Cheek Cocoa, $22 on avon.com, avon.com. L'Oreal Paris Color Riche Intense Volume Matte Lipstick in Le Plum Dominant, $14 at Ulta. And CoverGirl Simply Ageless Moisture Renew Lipstick in Brave Burgundy, $5 on Amazon. What's new? Slick updos. Of the moment, wet look ponytails and buns are the perfect effortless style for rushed mornings or quick evening transformations. Use fingers to rake a small dollop of lightweight hair gel straight back through the top of hair, then tie the lengths into a sleek ponytail or bun at the nape of the neck as desired. Their recommendation, Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab Pick Herbal Essences Touchable Hold Spray Gel, available for $5 at Walmart. And what's now? Power Brows. Forgo the trending throwback to super thin eyebrows in favor of a sculpted, precisely defined look that frames eyes. Fill in gaps and add shape with small strokes of a fine point eyebrow pencil or pen. Their picks, Revlon Color Stay Micro Brow Pencil, $10, available in drugstores probably. It's a Revlon product. And NYX Professional Makeup Lift and Snatch Brow Tint Pen, $12 at Ulta. From Good Housekeeping, it's time to prep for winter. I can't think of that. Get your heating system professionally serviced early. The tune-up will keep it running efficiently and reduce the risk of its breaking during the cold season. Clean your gutters. Clogs can allow rainfall to spill off the roof, potentially damaging foundation walls. They can also cause ice dams, leading to a leaky roof. And insulate exposed pipes and shut off the water to any outside faucets or spigots before the first freeze. A burst pipe can result in up to $5,000 worth of damage. From Magnolia, tips for creating personal spaces. Design what feels like you. Your home is yours. It's where you rest and get filled up. So design your space based on what resonates with you, not what you think others want to see. Look closer. Dig deeper. See what's underneath floors, behind walls, hiding in plain sight. If there's old wallpaper or tile around, give it a second look. Consider what it would become, could become. Let the spark catch. And let what you love guide you. If you're drawn to something, let it take the lead. Pull a color. Be inspired by the pattern or give it the spotlight. Let it stand on its own and keep the rest of the room simple. From Good Housekeeping, September, Cubby Central. Find a place for everything from seasonal treasures to school and office supplies with this sleek case inspired by vintage apothecary cabinets. Designed by blogger Ananda Yen Kello, a piece of rainbow, this cubby is simple to build yourself with just a few supplies. They don't know me well. Add keyhole hangers to mount the cabinet where you need a quick hint of decor or a convenient cubby. Well, let's just say we can buy cubbies. Just saying that. We don't need to make them. From Real Simple, 26 million. That's the approximate number of U.S. women ages 15 to 50 with uterine fibroids. These cysts are usually benign, but take this as a reminder to get your annual pelvic exam. So important. From Women's Day, a couple of recipes here for you. First, watermelon agua fresca. Wow, we can still get watermelons, right? Active time and total time are both 15 minutes. It serves 6 to 8. We need 1 pound cubed seedless watermelon, 2 to 4 tablespoons sugar, 2 to 4 tablespoons fresh lime juice, mint sprigs for garnish. In a blender, puree watermelon with 1 cup water and 2 tablespoons each sugar and lime juice until completely smooth. Strain through a fine mesh sieve, set over large measuring cup or bowl, pressing gently with spoon to push through pulp. Transfer mixture to a pitcher and add 2 cups of water. Skim off any foam that rises to the top. Add more water and remaining sugar and lime juice as desired. Serve over ice and garnish with mint sprigs if desired. And Also from Women's Day, make ahead egg and cheese sandwiches. Active and total time are both only 10 minutes, and it serves four. We need four large eggs, kosher salt and pepper, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 4 English muffins, split and toasted, 2 ounces extra sharp cheddar cheese, coarsely grated, or about a half cup, 2 cups baby spinach, 4 thin slices of ham, and that's optional if you want to do a veggie option. In medium bowl, beat eggs with 1 tablespoon of water and 1 1/4 teaspoons each salt and pepper. Heat oil in a large skillet, a large non-stick skillet on medium. Add eggs and cook, stirring with rubber spatula every few seconds to desired doneness, 2 to 3 minutes if you would like medium soft eggs. Spoon onto muffin bottoms and top with cheese, spinach, and ham if you're using it. Cover with muffin tops. And they've got a test kitchen tip. Wrap each sandwich in a damp paper towel, then in foil. Place in freezer bags and freeze for up to a month. When ready to reheat, remove only the foil and microwave the sandwich for 1 minute. Flip and microwave until heated through, 30 seconds to 1 minute. From Good Housekeeping, shrimp scampi. Active and total time are both 30 minutes. We need 1.5 pounds medium peeled and deveined shrimp, about 38 to 40, kosher salt and pepper, 3 tablespoons olive oil divided, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter divided, 1 shallot finely chopped, 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 4 large cloves of garlic thinly sliced, 1 1/4 cups dry white wine, 2 teaspoons lemon zest, 4 tablespoons lemon juice, 2 tablespoons flat leaf parsley chopped, and crusty bread for serving. Pat shrimp dry, then toss in bowl with 1/2 teaspoon salt. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in large skillet on medium high. Add 1/2 the shrimp and cook for 2 minutes, then flip and cook 1 more minute. Transfer to a plate. The shrimp will finish cooking later. Repeat with 1 tablespoon oil and the remaining shrimp. Reduce heat to medium. Add 1 tablespoon butter and remaining tablespoon oil. Add shallot and red pepper flakes and cook, stirring 1 minute. Add garlic and cook, stirring until golden brown, 1 to 2 minutes. Add wine and simmer, scraping up any browned bits until reduced by 1/2, 3 to 4 minutes. Stir in lemon zest and juice, 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and remaining 2 tablespoons butter. Simmer until slightly reduced, 1 to 2 minutes. Add shrimp and cook until heated through, 1 minute. Sprinkle with parsley and serve immediately with crusty bread. And this makes 4 servings. From Magnolia, caramel apples. From start to finish, 30 minutes. Make 6 servings. We need 6 medium tart apples, about 7 ounces each, 6 craft sticks or thick wooden skewers, 18 ounces of soft vanilla caramels, unwrapped, 3 tablespoons heavy cream, or 1/2 and 1/2. Wash apples with hot water and dry well. Remove stems. Insert a craft stick into the stem end of each apple. Place on a parchment-lined baking sheet. Then combine caramels and cream in a medium-sized heavy saucepan. Heat and stir over medium-low until caramels are melted and mixture is smooth. Working quickly, dip each apple into the hot mixture, turning to coat. If caramel cools and becomes too thick, rewarm over low heat. If you like, sprinkle with or roll in desired toppings. Lightly press toppings into the caramel if needed. Let stand on prepared baking sheet until set. If you like, add desired drizzle and additional toppings and let set. To store, place caramelized apples in an airtight container and store in the refrigerator for up to a week. Let stand at room temperature at least 30 minutes before serving to allow the caramel to soften. And here's more stuff you're going to need for those. Dip, turn, top it off. Whether you're a fan of classic caramel or looking for new iterations, there's no shortage of ways to top the caramel apple of your dreams. Salty or sweet, crunchy or smooth. Choose your own adventure to build a tart treat tailored just for you. First, you can add a little flavor. Add a quarter to a half teaspoon ground cinnamon, pumpkin pie spice, cloves, cardamom, or allspice to the caramels and cream when you're melting. After melting, you can stir in 1 teaspoon orange or lemon zest, 1 teaspoon vanilla, or a half teaspoon almond extract. And you can substitute pure maple syrup for the cream, if desired. Create a drizzle. Combine 1 cup chips, semi-sweet chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, butterscotch, or peanut butter, and 1 teaspoon shortening in a dry glass measuring cup. Microwave uncovered 1 to 1.5 minutes or until melted, stirring every 30 seconds. Drizzle over caramel-dipped apples with a spoon, or transfer to a heavy resealable plastic bag. Snip off 1 corner and squeeze to drizzle, or warm cookie butter, chocolate hazelnut spread, or creamy peanut butter slightly, and drizzle that. And keep them fresh. Prevent cut apples from browning by dipping your knife in lemon juice before slicing, or dunk apples in lemon juice after they've been cut. And some other topping options. Chopped nuts. You can use roasted pistachios or cashews, toasted almonds, pecans, or walnuts, dry roasted peanuts, or macadamia nuts. Candy options. Mini candy-coated chocolate pieces, chopped candy bars, multicolor sprinkles, toffee bits, chocolate-covered peanut butter candies, white or other chocolate chips. And for more sweet and salty options, try ginger snap cookies. Of course, you want to crush these up. Broken pretzels, sandwich cookies with cream filling, popcorn, lightly salted, caramel, or kettle corn will work, coffee nibs, cinnamon sugar, mini marshmallows, flaky salt, toasted coconut, chopped and dried fruit, such as cranberries, cherries, apricots, pineapple. Our favorite combos, crushed pretzels plus mini chocolate chips. Crushed chocolate sandwich cookies with vanilla cream and white chocolate drizzle. Chopped dry roasted peanuts plus candy corn. Crushed graham crackers plus mini marshmallows plus chocolate drizzle. Chopped pistachios plus mini chocolate chips plus toffee bits plus flaky salt. Toasted coconut and chopped macadamia nuts, coffee nibs and chocolate drizzle, and kettle corn and multicolor sprinkles. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.